Hi, my name is Nikolai Stevens, and I'm a first-year Bachelor's of Landscape Architecture student. We're at the beginning of this quarter, we were tasked with looking at a relationship between two species that are endemic to the western slopes of the Cascades. I chose the relationship between the Douglas fir and the red-banded polypore. When the Douglas fir gets damaged by either wind snap, lightning, or fire, illustrated at the top of the piece, they are likely to become colonized by polypores of all types, but most likely the red-banded polypore. Starting at the far left of the piece, you see a pre-damaged Douglas fir with spores floating around it, moss, a totally healthy tree. In the middle, it progresses to the 0 to 5 years after damage, where you can see that either a crevasse on the side of the tree or some sort of damage is colonized by the polypore. Polypores can be brought to trees either by these spores floating through the air or via insects that carry pieces of mycelial to the trees themselves. Further on the far right, you see conchs that are being produced on the sides of the trees, which are the fruiting bodies for the red-banded polypore, producing more and more spores that can then go and colonize other trees. You can also see the decomposition of lignin and cellulose on the actual trunk of the tree, which begins killing the tree and also allowing for more colonization of other species like mosses and insects burrowing into the tree. On the far right, you see kind of the peak stage of this relationship, where the polypore has almost entirely colonized the tree itself and has created a snag in the woods, with the tree likely to eventually fall down and create a nurse log for other species to grow on, and also for the polypore to extend its life cycle further. Thank you, guys.